Hey y'all, really appreciate you tuning into my podcast today. I'm actually recording this on a Monday after a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend. So just been really relaxing this weekend, finding balance, finding peace, been meditating a lot, been seeing some friends, been thinking a lot. I think a lot of times I feel like sometimes I'm not productive and I look at myself and I say to myself, what am I doing with my time? But I've realized that it's not a healthy thing to do. The healthy thing to do is to look at yourself and say, you know, what do you feel? What do you see? What do you believe in yourself right now? And where do you feel you're going towards? Not necessarily where you're going to be, but what do you feel like you're on the path to? You know, what kind of path are you on? Are you on a path to discovery? Are you in the path to decline? Are you in the path to positivity and optimism? So I feel like a lot of times now when I look at myself, I do see myself on the road to good things, you know, positive mindset, optimistic mindset. And I don't really see myself declining too much. There are definitely things I want to improve. I have, you know, certain aspects of myself that I wish I could be better. And I think I've done a lot of reflection over the past, you know, few days. You know, not necessarily saying that I've done a lot of negative things, but just saying things that I want to change in myself for the better. You know, what's small things that I want to try to better. But I've also really realized that everyone else around me could use some help sometimes. You know, I think a lot of us, including myself, or, you know, focus on ourselves. And I think that's the first step. I think you need to focus on yourself. You need to do what you need to do in life for yourself before anyone else. And then you need to kind of understand that the power that you've garnered from working on yourself and, you know, learning to be better in a lot of ways can help others, you know. And I think if you have the opportunity, you should always help others. You know, funny enough, it's not even other people you need to help sometimes. It's just the things that you come across in life. So I oftentimes play soccer in this area where I live. I go on walks and I see trash on the floor. And, you know, I think different things about people who do that kind of stuff, who just throw things on the side of the road and just leave their bottles, you know, when they're playing soccer or stuff like that. I think those are simple things that you can do to help this planet. And also, you know, respect those who are around you, which are other animals and other forms of nature. So it frustrates me. But I feel like I can't change those people. They need to change themselves, but I can act on what's in front of me. And I can take that bottle or that can and pick it up and throw it away. And that small change can add up to a big change if we all do a little bit of that. So that's something that I've noticed that I find a lot of happiness doing. And, you know, it's not like I see it all the time, but I do come across, you know, every week at least one or two cans. You know, I just imagine like how many cans there are that I'm missing. So that's something that's interesting I've come across recently. Like I've been doing it for a while now and I've been finding a lot of happiness with that. So I think that's a really great example of just doing what's in front of you and focusing on your actions, you know. And if you want to change the earth for the better, you know, you want to help the environment, then change what's in front of you, you know. Try to recycle when you can, try to take out trash when you can. Try not to waste, and, you know, if we all do that, I think we can really make a big difference in the world. We don't always have to yell and scream about what we want. We can do it now. So those small things become big things. I think I've been coming across a lot of people recently in my life who have struggled with dealing with the past. Dealing with what happened yesterday or what happened or what they did do or what they didn't do in life. And I really relate to that because I also look to my past sometimes and I say, like, I wish I wish I could go back and just change this one thing. And I wonder, like, could I have what I want in my life? And it's a battle because I know that's not the answer. I know having regrets is not the answer. I know having pain from the past is not the answer. It's an anchor that is holding me down from continuing to drive my boat in my life on the river of life. And I think sometimes talking to other people about that can sometimes even help me. So I was talking to someone who, you know, is struggling in a lot of different ways about what they want to do in life, and they have regrets on what they didn't do in life, and how they messed up. They felt like they were impulsive in certain ways, and I was explaining to them, it's like, you know, you can beat yourself up about the past forever, right? There's no stopping you from doing that. It's very easy. It's very effective in making you feel bad. And some people like to feel bad because they want to feel like they, at least they're recognizing their past mistakes. But I argued with him about it, and I said, what is any of that going to change? Like I can't go back to my past and change things about relationships with people or choices I've made. And fortunately, I haven't made too many bad choices, and I think I've lived a pretty good life with choices. But I have my regrets, you know, quote unquote, on things I've done, where I wish I could go back and just not do that or do it differently. But you know, I was trying to explain to him that we're all human, and you know, if we don't make mistakes and we just, you know how to walk and run when you're born, then life is not interesting. Life is interesting because you have that opportunity to grow and have that opportunity to be a better person than you were yesterday. So I was explaining to him, I said, like, listen, like, you could sit here for the next 20 years and complain about what didn't work out and what opportunities you didn't get and what you did wrong and what you could have done and what opportunities were there but you didn't do it. Like, all those things. But none of that's going to change anything. The only thing that's going to change if you change right now. You know, you could say like, oh, I wish I didn't start drinking soda. I wish I didn't start smoking. I wish I didn't start gaining weight. I wish I didn't quit that team. I wish I didn't quit that job. I wish I, you know, treated that person better. Those are all great things, right? Those are all great wishes. But you have to ask yourself, how much time are you spending looking to the past and wishing to change it versus how much time you're spending on figuring out how you can do it today. You know, if you're not happy with your weight, or you're not happy with your life because you gave up on something that made you unhealthy and you know, unconfident, get in the gym and figure it out. Figure it out. Because one thing I've noticed is that no one's going to come and tell you to do it, right? I mean, you'll have signs from people who care about you to push you, and I'm not gonna lie, I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of people in my life who have helped me, you know, become who I am and have motivated me and continue to motivate me. But you know, those people were just guests that were there as a blessing to help me. But I've realized that I can't rely on people, and that's not a negative thing. I can't wait for people to do it. You need to find the inner strength. So, you know, I was trying to explain to him that, like, it seems like you're waiting for the world to kind of fall into place for you. And I was telling him that it's not going to happen that way. Things may fall into place for you. And I do believe that the universe has a plan for all of us. You know, whether that plan is difficult, you know, good, bad, ugly, I don't know. But they definitely do have a plan. But, you know, I think in that case, you need to focus on what you're doing in your inward self. You know, you could be sitting there and saying like, oh yeah, like I wish this is happening, or, you know, I'll be happy when this happens and blah, blah, blah. But like, that's not going to ever fulfill you. It's never going to fulfill you. It's never going to make you feel like you have what you need. Because you'll always need more and you'll always be expecting more to happen. But if you take a step back and say like, you know, what am I able to do right now? What am I able to do with this moment? And that is looking inward. That's looking inward and studying yourself and working on yourself and figuring out how to deal with these difficult situations, right? Like, life is going to throw really difficult things at me and really difficult things at you. And it's going to throw difficult things at everyone around you. And that's something you want to remember, that everyone is going to go through something difficult. But the question is how do you respond to those situations? How do you go about your life with these situations in play? You know, I don't really talk about it too much because I think I don't like to define myself by it. But I have a pretty bad visual disability that doesn't allow me to drive. And it's been a real struggle for me because it's, you know, driving is a really big form of independence. And I think a lot of us who do drive, or a lot of you who do drive, I don't drive, so I can't be part of it. But a lot of you who do drive, take that for granted. You know, being able to drive everywhere without anyone really holding your hand and taking you places, it's definitely a luxury in my eyes. But it's something that I've had to deal with. And it's sometimes difficult and it's sometimes, you know, all right. But it's just something I've had to deal with. And I, you know, sometimes have to catch myself from complaining. It's very easy to just sit there and start complaining. But I realized that, you know, through my life is that the complaining is not going to change anything, right? It's just going to make me more angry and make the situation worse. What's going to, you know, make me, you know, figure it out is moving forward and looking at the bigger picture and you know, all those fun things, right? And again, it's much easier said than done. You know, it's not something that I expect anyone to be able to do on day one. But if you practice it day in and day out and you know, you take situations that are difficult, whether it be big or small, and you say, you know, listen, like, what is in my control? You know, what is this real impact? Is this a life or death situation? And you figure it out. You know, most of the time, situations are not life or death. Most of the time, situations are just difficult. And, you know, if anything, they're going to make you stronger. But sometimes there are situations that are like, you know, not that easy. And, you know, you have to train for that. You have to be ready for that. And I explained to my friend, I was like, listen, like, you know, I'm not saying your life hasn't been hard, but, you know, everyone's life is hard. And, you know, everyone has their struggles. And, you know, everyone has an option to, you know, give into it and, you know, blame others and blame yourself. And not blame your, you know, I think taking responsibility is important, but blaming and getting upset and blaming the victim, very easy to do that, right? It's easy, very easy to be frustrated and whatnot. But what's not easy, but usually works out the best, is taking a deep breath and saying, you know what? Everything I've done in the past is done. Everything is done. Right now is the only moment that matters. And I asked them when we were driving the car, I said, when you're driving this car, what other than the car, driving the car matters? Like, you know, what other actions or choices do you need to make? And he said, nothing else. I need to drive this car. And I said, well, if you have that answer correct, which he did, then you should have every single answer being the same in whatever you do. So if you're going to the gym, if that's your goal, go to the gym, focus on that one day. Don't focus on if you're going to go the next 10 days because you're going to overwhelm yourself. If you are, you know, working a new job, like, focus on getting what's in front of you done and then wait up to the next thing. If you're nervous, so for example, right now I'm nervous about something tomorrow. I'm just nervous about work and I'm just nervous about things working out. I don't know why. But I keep on telling myself that now is now. Tomorrow is tomorrow. And now is the only thing that's happening. So, yeah, you know, maybe things are going to go bad in, you know, the way that I am nervous about. But who cares? Right now is the only moment that matters. And whatever I'm saying now, and I told my friend, is advice that I need as well. Like, you know, I am sometimes stuck in the past. I'm stuck in the past and I'm focused on what is going to be in the future. Or I'm mad at myself for things and that I could have done differently. But I'm telling myself now, and I'm telling you this as you know, learning with me, is that it doesn't matter. Like, now is what matters. Now is what matters. It doesn't matter where you're going to be in 20 years. It doesn't matter what you were in 20 years ago. It matters what you are doing now. And I think that kind of stuff is so hard to digest. But it's so true, because like, if we continuously think about the now, and we continuously think about our actions and our, you know, reactions in the now, then we can really, really understand that we can control our future by focusing on what's in front of us. And day by day, step by step, putting one foot forward after the next will make a difference in the long run.
So that's the conversation I had with him at the end of the day. I told him, listen, you know, I understand your life is difficult. You know, you have struggles, you have things you need to improve. But sitting here and telling yourself that, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this, you didn't do that, you didn't do this, you didn't, you know, get where you wanted to go, you gave up, all of that stuff, it's just noise. It's just more and more noise. And if you sit there, you'll get so much noise in your mind that you can't actually think about doing things. So I said, instead of a talking mindset, instead of a thinking mindset, try a doing mindset. Do it. You know, if you want to do something, start somewhere. Start it, you know. It doesn't have to be massive. I told him, like, you know, telling yourself you're going to go to the gym every single day for the next 5 years is probably a very, very daunting task. But if you tell yourself that you're going to go to the gym 3 days a week and you're going to eat maybe 9 healthy meals out of those 3 days, which is, I guess, in all the meals, maybe that's a 5 meals out of those 9 meals, that's a start. And then add one meal, add one workday after, you know, a few days, after a few weeks if you need, and continue growing, because, you know, you're not going to see results in anything you do overnight, but you're also not going to see yourself doing it 100% overnight, right? I still have to motivate myself to do things, to make this podcast, to make my posts and things like that. But I know that if I just do that one little thing the next day, or if I, you know, wait one day and I do the next day, I'm one step closer to continuing to do it forever and ever and ever. And, you know, time and time again, I say this in the podcast, but, you know, you're going to be successful when you don't give up and you just keep on pushing through. And listen, all the things I say here is easier said than done, right? It's much easier to say, yeah, you know, don't give up, don't focus on the past, all that stuff. But your mind plays tricks on you. Your mind will always play tricks on you. And that's why your mind and your brain and all those fun parts are a battlefield. It's a battlefield to see who wins, right? Every single day, you know, negativity soldiers are being thrown at you. Artillery from other people is being shot at you. Shit, you know, life gets really difficult. It can be a really bloody battle. But you push through and you get there. You get through that battle. And you get to the finish line and you win that battle and you win the next battle. And over time, you will win the war. But you need to fight. You need to prepare yourself. You need to train. And that's why meditation and that's why mindfulness works, right? If you want to do well in business, I'd argue, figure yourself out first. Figure out how you deal with conflicts and figure out how you get affected and how you talk to people. You know, for me, that's something that I'm still learning. I'm still young. And you know, I think a lot of the things that I've learned is that you should talk less, you should listen more, and it's sometimes best to nod your head and just say, okay, and move on. Because sometimes things are not big enough to fight for. You'll know when it's right to fight for, you'll feel it inside, but most of the time things are not worth fighting for. Same thing with relationships. Looking back on my old relationship, I wish I didn't fight for so many things. I wish I just let go more and I just let things happen. And I still wish I did that today to a large degree. I still mess up almost daily of this action. But you need to let go and just let life happen and ask yourself, is it really worthwhile getting so upset and worked up about things? Sometimes there are things that you need to put your foot down and stand up for yourself and deal with it. No one's saying to just sit there and let the world happen. Don't be lazy. But what I am saying is that take a deep breath and realize that most of the things that happen in your life are probably not life or death situations. If you don't go to that restaurant that you want to go to, but you go to another one, you're not going to die. If you, you know, get that job 2 months later versus a month, you know, or a year later, it's not going to end the world. You're not going to end the world. So be patient. Trust yourself. You know, something I talked about last time. But also understand that, like, things take time and you may not see the silver lining or the light immediately, but that doesn't mean it's not there. You know, you just have to be ready for that. And you know, for me, you know, I know I'm giving a lot of tidbits. For me, like, I've been struggling to meet someone, you know, relationship-wise. I think I talk a lot about that in the podcast. And, you know, I've kind of come to par, like, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not a big deal, but I tell myself all the time, just trust the process, just cherish what you have now, and, you know, cherish what everything is in front of you. And it works. It really does work when you really think about it. If you think about the fact that the only thing that's constant is change. And this time that I have right now in my life is not going to be forever. I'm not going to be with my parents all the time. I'm not going to be with my dog all the time. I'm not going to be with my friends all the time. I'm not going to be healthy all the time. That's just life. And instead of always wanting more and not being happy with the situations, it's so important to be happy with the situation. So one of the things I told my friend, I said, are you happy? He says, not really. I'm pretty depressed. I said, what will make you happy? And he was describing all these things that, are right. I'm sure that would make him happy. But they were all things that were out of his control and things that were uncertain and fleeting. I said, you know what? I'm not you, and I'm not going to force you to do anything, but maybe you need to try to find happiness in the simple things, like, the sunlight in the morning, the birds chirping, the food that you eat, the air that you breathe, and all those little things. And I'm not saying those are the only forms of happiness you should have, but I think that if you find foundation with those things, the rest, you can be more patient about. And one of the things I've realized is that if I focus on the happiness of the things in front of me, the things I control, and all those nice things, the things I can't control, whether it be, my job in certain ways, my relationship in with people in certain ways, my success in certain ways, I find happiness. And then once that happens, I already be happy, so I'll be even happier. So find that foundation. I spoke about that in several podcasts, but I definitely think that's something that every single person should work on before trying to make a lot of money, before trying to be, famous or successful. Find a foundation. And the second conversation I had with my friend, it's also about the past. So he's talking about like high school and, difficult times, and, it wasn't fair, it wasn't good. And I was like, I all agree with you. I agree with you. I wish it was better. And, I wish people were more conscious and mindful back then and nicer and more thoughtful in certain ways. But in the end of the day, you are who you are today because of those moments. And he was like, you're right. I probably wouldn't be where I am. And I was like talking about Back to the Future. It was like, remember Back to the Future when they changed things, the whole world changed. So think about it. Little changes can become really big changes, in a good way and a bad way, right? And I'm not saying that there aren't things that I wish I couldn't go back to change. I said that in the beginning of the podcast. But what I do say is that if I wanted something to change in the past, then that means I probably want to change something in the present. If I want to change something in the present, then I need to study the present. I shouldn't study the past. So if you're looking to the past, if you're looking to regrets that you have in life, take a step back and study the present. If you're focused on the future, focus on what's going to happen, study the present. Study, ask yourself, why do you feel that right now? What are you missing right now? And it's okay to miss things. Like, for example, like, I'd love to, have certain things in my life that I don't have right now. That's fine. But ask yourself, can you figure out why you want those things and why you can't find happiness without those things now? And, dig deep. And I think that's something that I think we all deserve to do. And I think we all should be doing more of. And it's something that I try to do. Sometimes I look back to my past and I understand why I feel certain ways because of certain events and certain things. And sometimes I am mad. Sometimes I am, sad that I had certain trauma that I, it's not significant at all, but I had certain experiences that I wish I didn't have. Like, I wish I wasn't, treated certain ways, or I wish I didn't do certain things or whatever. Like, it could be, it's a long list of things. Everyone has those. But it's like, I tell myself, like, I can't do anything about it. Let me just focus on, how I feel now. Like, if someone treated me badly now, in the past, sorry, then, I can hold a grudge. I can be upset. I'm sure I have a long list of people I can be upset and have a grudge with, but chances are it's not gonna make a difference, and it's gonna just bring pain to the present. So, let go of the past. Don't forget. I think it's important to keep them, the past moments as lessons, but don't let it define you. Don't let it bring you down, because you're much bigger than your past. So I think, and I said this before, I'm almost positive, the past does define you. It does make you who you are today. But let that definition be a positive definition. It doesn't have to be negative. So if you've gone through really difficult times and annoying times, whatever it may be, use it as strength. Use it as moments to make you who you are and to make you even better and fuel to get better. Like, when I think about when I'm working out and I want power, I think about the pain I had in the past and I use that in the present. So grab that and move it to the present to use it as fuel. Don't let it bring you down. So that's some of my suggestions for this week. I know I don't post as often anymore, but I thought I spoke pretty well today on certain topics, and I appreciate you guys listening. But we'll talk soon. Thank you.